a gaggle of gays gagging on gossip, love, sex advice, and your questions. Produced and recorded in New York City, this is Ask the Boys.
Oh my god.
Goodness gracious.
You've been doing a lot of cool things too. Like you're riding little moped thingies and
that was
at rivers.
So much fun.
And looking at trees and
it
skies.
Was so much fun.
And skies.
And
several
bridges.
Plural skies.
Oh, I didn't even know we were recording. I was just talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, plural skies is the title of the show.
But yeah, I've been riding around these little scooters called birds, and they're all over the they're birds. They're all over the news because I guess in a lot of cities people are just fucking throwing them in the street and on the sidewalk, and they're like littering the area. Literally are. I will say that. But they're so cool because you just walk up to it, you scan a little barcode on it, it connects to your phone, and then it charges you 15 cents a minute, and you just fucking take off.
Is it kind of like a city bike but electronic?
Kind of.
Are they like stationed outside, like in like hubs, or is it like?
No, they are laying all over the fucking place. Like it's like GTA.
Just on the road.
Yes, it's like GTA.
Oh, look, there's a bird in the grass over there.
Yeah, you walk down the sidewalk, and so you walk down the sidewalk, and they're like laying in the bushes. Or technically, when you're done using them, you're supposed to park them like with the curb and then take a picture of it and send it to Bird so they know you did it right. But like I'm cruising down fucking 15 miles an hour down the road and I'm running out of battery, so I look over and there's one just leaning up against a fence, so I walk over and throw mine on the ground.
You throw the dead one on the ground and then you pick
you
up
just
the other
fucking
one.
Dump it and then you just scan the next one and you take off.
Wait, how do they charge them? Or I'm sure there's a big theft issue with these.
So they lock as soon as you're done, and they have an alarm on them when you pick them up, unless you pay for it. But they have people that go around each night and collect them, and they charge them, and they get paid to charge them. And then they just, like, stash them throughout the city.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it feels like you're playing GTA when you're like, I'm done with this car, and you just fucking bail, and you throw it away, and you just jump on another one and go.
Oh, my God, that would be
100%.
So fun. And you're not liable for damages or anything, right?
Exactly.
Well... But yeah, they can't really trace that, can they?
No, you could it's over. That's it. You already left it.
That's crazy. Everybody is using them down here. Like, literally, I've never seen so many scooters just scooting around in my life.
Mm.
That's cute.
Yeah.
This past weekend was pretty cool. I mean, it was Labor Day.
We went to labor.
You were in labor?
I know. I had three babies.
Oh, my God.
Three
I'm
different
so
men
proud of you.
At the same time.
Oh, my God, Ronnie.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Ron! Ron! Ron, stop!
But yeah, it was cool. I had an extra day off, and I just did so much. Like, we're in New York, and Justin is in Memphis. And what's your weather like? Ours is, like, 91 dead heat. It's, like, stagnant.
Oh, we are 95, high humidity, and it feels... Like, and the weather says, and I quote, feels like 107.
Mm. Well, I guess IU win.
It's so bad.
We
were
the
walking
ocean
down,
near us.
Right. Well, we were walking down the street yesterday, and the wind was blowing. And I went, hey, guys, have you ever been uncomfortable with the wind? And they just started laughing. I was like, no, seriously. Like, it feels like someone has a blow dryer in my face. I've never experienced wind that I couldn't stand.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
not
like
even
hot,
comfortable.
Like, thick wind that's, like, full
yeah,
of
yeah, you
moisture.
Can cut it with a knife.
And it's not comfortable. It's really gross. No, I know exactly. Because now that I'm biking now, every day at work.
Oh, my God.
In the heat, it's like when I'm like coasting down the hill and whatnot, it's like the air that's supposed to like relieve you because you're so already hot is actually this thick hotness. It's like
it's more like a heat mist.
You're in a heat oven.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting.
A heat oven?
Such heat. This mist is burning.
I mean, I was on a bird, which is an electric scooter, where I literally did nothing but stand there and go 15 miles an hour, and I was still sweating on it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. But no, this past weekend was great. I went to EDC, no, EZU, sorry.
I saw.
Yeah, not EDC.
I always
yeah.
confuse those. Electric Zoo.
EDC is dying, EZU is coming up.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it looked amazing.
I went with a few friends, and it was on Saturday. It was like a three-day event, but it was my first time, so I didn't want to do all 3 days because I wasn't sure what to expect.
Mm.
So I played it safe and just did the most busiest day with the best lineup. And it was from 1 to 11 on Randall's Island. I thought that was where the prison was for the longest time.
That's but, Rikers, sweetie, not Randall's. Rikers. Randall's is the knockoff brand.
Yeah, yeah. That's and there's apparently like a walkway you can go to reach it. So it's pretty cool. You can go there as a pedestrian and just hang out on the island for the day. But yeah, I went there. Had a little party favor to keep me throughout the night, and it was just so amazing. Like the music, the people, the vibes, like the love.
I was living through your fucking Insta.
It
was
beautiful. Me too. I was watching it.
It was gorgeous.
Those costumes, the lighting, that how it played so well with the sound. It was so mm-hmm. well put together and intricate.
Yeah,
Saw you on Kelly's Instagram, and I know right. when you're feeling yourself because you do this thing where you like do like this little like fish lip, and you close your eyes and you put your hand up in the air and you snap your fingers, like that's your go-to, that's your signature.
That is my inner Jordan coming out.
It's 100% blooming.
He's always blooming, a rosebud. when I'm feeling myself, but yeah, no, see, look at that.
Yeah, so good.
No, just like the people were amazing. Like, just the venue was great. The music lineup was great. Because the thing about these kind of concerts that makes me nervous is just the type of people that will be there. Like, you don't know how to like judge them.
Right.
You don't know how to like take them if they're like, really high or if they're
yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I don't know how to be. But no, everyone was just there just to be together and experience the music. So I highly recommend everyone try it out. EZU. Sorry. Is a nationwide event. Like, they go across the country, all over the place. So
I love it. And it's really fun. It's a fucking positive vibe, great energy all day, mm-hmm. every day. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, and I also started swimming. I found a free pool.
You found a free pool? Yes.
A free pool.
Super free, but when it's free, there's abysmal service.
Oh, it's trash. It's
where?
McCarran Park Pool in Greenpoint.
Okay.
This is a Yelp review I'm blasting to the world, just because like it's free, so I'm not expecting a lot.
Yeah,
you know, anything in New York that's free has its like consequences.
Disclaimer.
But they the cool thing about it is if you're like trying to be active and you're a swimmer, they have a dedicated swim lane or swim mm-hmm. section.
Oh.
So if people are in there like splashing around, they get the whistle blown at them. They say get the fuck out.
Oh, I love
but
that.
The service, the service was terrible. Like, we walk up, and it's, like, literally a women's correctional facility. That's like, a legit Yelp review.
Seriously?
Yeah, I went with my friend Kelly, and she looked up the Yelp review on it first to see what it was about, and that was one thing that she spotted. And it was no joke. We arrived, and they're like, you can't have your phones, you can't have X, Y, and Z, you have to be swim ready, you have to shower off first, you can't do this, do that. And I'm like, what is going on? But if you think about it, it's like a public pool, it's free.
Is it indoor or outdoor?
It's outdoor. Like, okay. It's meant for, like, obviously days like these, but...
Right.
I
can't have your phone at the pool?
Well, I understand why, though, because if you go in, it could get stolen.
Yeah, and there's actually a rule like that at a pool in Washington Heights, too.
Yeah,
I go to that pool, and they don't take the phone. I ask the guy, and it's because I guess they've also had pervy stuff happening. And I'm like, oh, my God, that makes total sense. I'm walking around in a bathing suit.
Right.
And my little bikini. So I'm like, oh.
But it's a great pool for whatever. It's free. It's 15 minutes away. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Check it out, guys. You should do it. Come on. Let's go. Let's all go together one day.
Yeah, I'll go there digitally.
Sure.
I'll just video chat you and just throw your device in the fucking water and I'll just drown digitally.
We'll throw in we'll Skype you with a waterproof device.
And how are you, Anthony, Monsieur Anthony?
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Get
ready.
Yeah, get fucking ready. So,
Sorry.
That's okay. So, this past weekend, I lived my most ratchet hood life, that I could. So I live in Washington Heights.
Now, where is that exactly?
Washington Heights is Upper Manhattan, a little bit past Harlem, but not quite Inwood.
Okay.
So I'm right now, like, I think from maybe 160th to like 180th, around there, those 20 blocks, right?
Cool. Okay.
So like West Side Story Ratchet Edition.
It could expand a little bit more or less depending on, you know, the culture.
Yeah.
But in the moment, that's what it is. And I live in between 168 and 169. And of course, somehow I get pulled into some ratchet ass hood girl's baby daddy drama, right? Because she's calling out my fucking cousin, talking about that she's fucking her man and all this stuff. Okay, now mind you, my cousin is married to a crazy person. So she has her own dramas to deal with. And she has three kids and a full-time job. And this dope boy that this crazy girl is claiming she's fucking is a drug dealer on a fucking corner that doesn't even have a 401k. Are you fucking kidding me? Right? So I'm like, is this for real? Saturday we're walking around. We, you know, grab some weed and we grab some roll up. And we're walking up the block. And this crazy ass bitch attacks us with a stroller.
With oh my god! Stroller. She that is up so
stroller in
world hand. Star.
World star. I thought I was gonna fucking be on it. Yo, she pulled up with a fucking stroller, and my cousin's like, "Oh, just ignore her. She's crazy." I'm like, "Bitch, we're gonna ignore the stroller." And she,
you need to start live streaming your fucking life. I'm telling you right now.
It needs to fucking happen. It needs to be my life. Needs to be a fucking show. She throws a stroller. My cousin grabs a stroller, and I'm gonna tell you right fucking now, boys. My cousin is such a saint. She's such a heart because the stroller was closed. There was no baby around, right? First of all, crazy. You want to hear fucking crazy? She didn't have a baby. Where did this fucking stroller come from? All right. So what? So she throws the stroller at my cousin or at me, at us. My cousin grabs it. I looked at my cousin. I said, "You are a beautiful, beautiful woman with a big heart," because I would have grabbed that shit and whacked that bitch in the face with the stroller. How dare you throw a stroller at me?
Park that stroller up her ass.
Right up her ass, right where it fits, okay? And
sideways.
No lubricant. And so my cousin throws the stroller to the side and looks at her, and the girl lunges, so my cousin gets into a fight. I'm in Washington Heights, so there are, of course, all of the boys on the block. And I'm like, "Yo, hi, everyone. We need to fucking break this up." So they come in and they join and they help me break it up. Now, a few hours pass. Of course, we went to the police, filed the report. A few hours pass, and the crazy bitch is going around talking about how we jumped her. So now, her crazy-ass fucking baby daddy is getting his crew of dope boys to come after me to fucking attack me. So that night, they try to jump me. Mind you, this guy is a giant. He looks like a walking muscle. Right? Because he's giant. He's wide. But he's so short, and he has a bad back. So he's literally hobbling to get to me. He's trying to use his two friends to like stop me. And every time he takes a swing at me, I like dodge it. But I'm like, "Bro, you may be super strong, but I'm so fast and your back is so fucked up." Like, I will say this. I like to turn up. I like to get ratchet.
I know you do.
But I'm not a fighter.
I mean,
I'm a lover.
Me too.
I can, if I have to, it'll fucking go down. Yeah. But I didn't want to do that. And I felt bad because the whole time he's trying to jump me, his friends are trying to grab me. And I just keep shaking them off because they're nowhere near as big as he is. And I'm, you know, I may not be as fat as I used to be, but I'm a hefty boy. I'm thick, you know?
Right.
So I'm like shoving him off, like pushing him aside.
You could do damage.
Oh, I could.
I know you could.
Oh, and so my God. He comes and he like slams again. And I'm like, "Look, you need to stop attacking me with your hobble ass fucking leg." And luckily, after that second swing, which he didn't hit me, all of the dope boys that I buy from came out of the block and they were like, "Yo, get the fuck off our block." And like 40 of them came out. They like pushed them off. They're like, "Oh, fuck you up." I was like, "Yes, Washington Heights has my back, baby."
Fucking street wars.
Street basically, fucking wars. Basically. You know, listen, she's just mad because my pussy pops severely and hers don't. So there's that.
Speaking of pussy pop, okay, I was obviously editing this podcast on like less than dial up. This past week to get the show up and running. And as I was listening to it, I will never forget, and it's almost something that I want to have like trademarked, how you, Anthony, were saying just so nonchalantly how you finger popped yourself. And you're like, "Yeah, I got a good finger slam in." And I fucking bust out laughing. I was in the shower tonight and I just heard you say finger pop and I fucking cackled so loud. that everyone in this fucking hotel probably thinks it's haunted. I was cackling.
Oh my god, I love it.
What? You're like, yeah. I had a nice little finger slam.
Yeah, nice. You finger pop yourself.
I've never finger popped myself.
No?
No. Like, what is that? Like, you basically fingering yourself, right?
Well, yeah, you finger yourself. Yeah, and then yeah, that right there. You finger yourself and you give yourself a little
finger your pop. Ass does that?
It can. Yeah. It can. If you pop like a dildo or something or like a butt plug out, it's like.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah.
So my dildo has done that before.
Okay, so we're all on the same page then.
Yeah. But no, but like that same like kind of like motion too.
Idea.
Yeah.
Theory.
Like, yeah, I finger pop right. myself. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great that we had that conversation because like a lot of my colleagues here were really interested in checking out the podcast. So I'm so glad that they get to hear about our buttholes popping like the first episode they listen to.
I can't wait. I'm glad now when they get home, when they get back, they can finger pop themselves too.
Exactly. It's a great idea.
Everyone deserves a good finger pop.
Try it out. See if you can make the noise. If you can achieve it, let us know. Direct DM us.
Well, I love that it's about the noise now, but I'm going to be completely honest and transparent. I love sweets. So for me, finger popping used to be all about fingering myself with a ring pop on.
Mm. Or shoving a popsicle up your ass.
Oh, my God. The cool down?
Not a popsicle because it's too cold. But
no,
like a
it's
sucker,
not.
A sucker.
A sucker would be great.
I've always wanted to do that.
Put it in someone's mouth. Now my asshole is sweet.
Like spread my legs?
Uh-huh.
Lick a sucker and then tap my hole with the sucker and have them go and eat it.
Oh my god, I'm wet. Or just stick the sucker and have the little stem sticking out of your butthole.
Oh god. Oh my god. The first thing that came to my mind, do you guys remember when you were younger, those like electric push pops that you push the button and the push pop spins?
Yo.
I just see this thing fucking spinning out of your ass as you're on all fours, and I can't get that image out of my head.
I remember. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't recall this thing.
They'd be like they're a pop and like a lollipop, and the stem goes onto this like thing,
machine motor thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And you hit the little button, and it goes. Some of the Spice Girls lollipops used to be on those.
I would do that. I would do that.
Oh my god. Yep. I want to finger myself with a lollipop now. Yeah, guys, what are we doing?
I think we should do it. Talk about it next week.
Oh my god, okay.
Let's order on Amazon.
So Jordan can fuck a yam for the show.
I'm not fucking a yam.
And then I can, because you're not doing a potato, and then I can finger pop myself with one of those, or we could just both finger pop ourselves.
Can I do a cantaloupe?
You can do a cantaloupe.
Sure.
Sweeter.
Oh my god, and you can eat it after.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of popping, let's pop out the tits. Tit tonight in tea. So, boys, I shall start off this festival of breasticles, I guess you could say. Actually, ironically enough, this story is about a tit. I'm talking about Ariana Grande. Who was groped by a pastor.
Oh my god, it's so awkward.
Yes,
I saw that motion.
At Aretha Franklin's funeral on August 31st.
Oh, that poor girl looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
yeah, he was molesting her side.
Yes. She was there singing, what was it, Natural Woman? Or You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman? Is that the name of the song? I don't recall what she was singing. But she was singing something cute. And she had this little short skirt on. And I guess the pastor, and his name is Pastor Charles Ellis III. He asked her to come up on stage so he can praise her as a, quote, icon herself. And he put his arm around her live on national television. And the way he did it, his hand was literally, like, grabbing her side boob. And I watched the video again before the show because I definitely, it was. I watched it before the show and I was like, you know, maybe I didn't really see it. No, it's so evident. I'm talking like fingers are pushing into it like he's dialing a fucking rotary phone. It's going in there. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, as I looked at it for like the 13th time the other day, I was just curious as to what was probably going on in her head. Maybe it was just like a very... you know, aggressive form of affection because he's a fan of her and it was a great gesture that she did.
You can see it in her eyes.
It says she looks so uncomfortable. I understand where you're coming from, but the thing that got me was because I saw it on, it was either World Star or Shade Room. I think it was actually the Shade Room. And I love the shade room. And when it actually zoomed in on the video, and you see that as Ariana kind of shifts her body, he kind of like creeps his fingers around along her. Yeah. And like does more of a caress, and you see it in that poor girl's face, that awkwardness. I think it was absolutely inappropriate, and he should, first of all, not be in the position that he's in. And this needs to be taken much more seriously.
So I want to put myself in the situation a little bit, kind of immerse myself. Maybe he's just that way. He's kind of like a touchy-feely type of father person. You know, I've been embraced by people that I'm not too comfortable with, but I know that they're not like being malicious or like inappropriate about it. It's just who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's older, an older man. Maybe he just envisioned this girl as like a young woman who's impressive in her career, and maybe if like a daughter figure in his eyes. Like, I don't know, like just trying to be embraceful to this person. But on the other hand, I can definitely see how this can be miskewed into something. Yeah.
See, like, the feminist part of me sits there and says, like, you know, like, I feel for you ladies out there. I really do. Because, I mean, looking at the FBI statistics, like, straight men are literally the biggest threat to your life. Not even kidding. Like, not car crashes, not drowning, like, literally, like, being killed or raped or something from your significant other is the biggest threat to you. So when I see, like, a straight guy doing this, it's almost like straight male privilege. He doesn't realize that he's making her uncomfortable because he's been brought up in that dominant, like...
like, yeah, heteronormative. Taking charge. Like, yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's fucked up because you can, like... I was watching it again. And I was seeing it in her eyes. And I remember being in situations like that where... I mean, I'm not a woman, so I can't totally relate. But I remember being in situations where someone has grabbed me and I wasn't feeling it. And you can see her pulling away, looking, like, up, like, nervously laughing. And I was like, there it is. Like... that's what I've heard so many women talk about, that laugh, that afraid to make that man angry out of fear of rejection and hurt and violence, you know? And, like, I saw it in her face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, he did apologize.
Yeah. I don't know. He did?
He did apologize, wait,
so... the pastor. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, well, it would never be my intention.
Well, I mean, he was obligated to apologize.
Right.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. There's a delay. But basically, Pastor Ellis said, he told the Associated Press, it was never my intention to touch any woman's breasts. I don't know. I guess I put my arm around her. Maybe I crossed the border. Maybe I was too friendly or familiar. But again, I apologize.
Well, yeah, he is obligated to do that because of the whole like debacle that became of this.
Right.
Yeah. I really don't think that it was anything like inappropriate. Like, it wasn't. I don't think there was an intent to be inappropriate with Ariana Grande. I think that he was just...
okay,
just like a,
yeah,
you know,
like that wasn't his intention. Like, to Justin's point, maybe he was brought up in that way, so his mindset, you know, wasn't even that it was inappropriate.
Like, I'm embraced by people who were, like, you know, embraced as children by their family. Like, it was, they're very like comfortable touching and, like, you know,
yeah,
being really like,
that's true, because once I get to know someone, I do become a very touchy person. But it's funny because when I don't know you, don't fucking touch me, it freaks me out.
And see, that's my thing. It's almost like it wasn't like the, you know, the back of her, like the lower part of her back or something like that. Like, that's high and dry right there, man. Like, that's high up and around the corner.
But, like, the height difference. Ariana's short, and I think he's taller. That was just where his hand reached.
Okay. See, if you want me to play devil's advocate here, I think it was something that he... men are slick. I know I am one. And I feel like men sometimes do things that they think they can get away with that can't be clockable. Brushing up against the thigh... a polite grab. I mean, I told you boys when I was on the train and I saw that man act like he was getting off the train and turn his hand around to cup that girl's ass. And I was like, it's those little things that they're like, maybe I can get away with this. Yeah, he's not going to go in like full on like honk honk grabbing her tits. But if it's enough that he can brush up against the side, maybe he thought this is just enough that I can get away with without the outrage and his ass got clocked.
Yes. Yeah, no, that I can also see.
But I'm looking at the photo right now. He's clearly touching her like bra, but Ariana's not a huge like voluptuous woman in the breast area. I'm not gonna admit that. Like, the angle that this photo is shot at, the world is seeing this. Like, how stupid are you to try to grab her tit with the, like, billions of photos and cameras on you?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Men. That's how stupid he is.
I don't know.
I think, because I think men have this way of claiming what they want regardless of what others think.
So, perfect example. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to bring my example into this. This is interesting that you brought this to the table, because I have a superior at my job who touches me. Mm-hmm. Now, he's very sexy, and like I would, you know, do things, but he comes in and he touches me, and he asserts his power into the room. It's a power play move, because it stems back to like intimidation and anxiety. Mm-hmm. You know, he's trying to establish a dominance in the room and the role amongst the team. Mm-hmm. And it's to your point, it's definitely a power move amongst men. You know, even men to men. Like, it's
people
who are, like, they try to feel, like, superior to other men in the workforce or in, like, in a sports event or something, or in a bar.
Yeah.
You know, even socially.
And it can be aggressive sometimes. Like, a perfect example of what I was dealing with today. So, when I got here, this, like, ripped, muscly dude, like, muscles for days, like, intense, hit me up on Grindr and was like, how are you? Let's meet up, yada, yada, yada. So I was like, yeah, you know, once I finally get my own hotel room, then I can actually have people over. I forgot about it because I'm obviously down here 1,001 miles away from home for a job. So I'm busy. He messaged me today and said, fuck you. You never invited me over, whatever. And I went, dude, like, I'm literally down here for work. I'm sorry, I've been busy. He's like, yeah, fuck you, whatever. And I thought to myself, like, this is the shit that men do. They get their feelings hurt when they don't get their way.
So,
yeah, okay.
So Anthony just pulled up the video on Instagram. And now that I'm looking more into this, it's definitely a dominant.
You see it, right? He's like moving his fingers in. He's like pushing his fingers in.
It was just a little inappropriate. He could have definitely put his hand on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Because he looked down at her. Like, what's crazy is, like, he's looking at her. So, like, you have to be able to see, like, where is my arm in conjunction with my eyes?
It's like, why is he holding her so tight like that? Like, she's and she's secretly trying to, like,
remove herself
away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad.
I don't know. I guess we'll never really know what went on in their heads, but definitely the public took notice, I think.
P.S. Ariana, I know that I'm not, like, one of your biggest fans, but your songs have been so cute lately, and you are adorable, and you're fucking adorable. You don't deserve that. Mm-hmm. You, girl, you are it right now. God is a woman.
Did you see her recently on the cover of London Vogue?
With her fucking hair down?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She looks like a whole new woman.
Yeah. I didn't know that she existed with her hair down. I was so excited.
Girl, it comes down?
Yeah. I thought you would die if that happened. I know. Like, what?
She's so pretty. And
she's adorable. I love it.
I watched an interview with her recently about how she doesn't eat chocolate because there's dairy in there. And there's a weird myth that dairy affects vocal cords.
Oh.
So she's permitted. She's not permitted. She's restricted on dairy in her diet. Fun fact.
Do you think? Well, I can see that because we consume dairy from other animals. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that's cool. But I think that it was inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Like I can see the other sides of it, but it was a lot.
I feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I felt uncomfortable watching it.
Like I was just imagining, I mean, I don't have tits, but I have an ass. Like if a guy moved his hand from the top of my, I guess the lower part of my back to my ass cheek, how would I feel?
I would embrace that hand.
But let's put it this way, because you and I are both like, well, obviously Anthony is too. He's not a lesbian. We're attracted to men. Like, imagine it being somebody like,
I'm not a lesbian.
You're gay?
Yeah.
Surprise, guys. I'm a fruit. I know I like to play hockey and you know, drink beers and have you guys watch me watch sports, but I actually like men.
You sound like an asshole.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I take it in the asshole, too.
So that's at least what I brought to the table.
Well, I want to bring something kind of interesting. So recently I was shopping for new underwear.
Ooh. Okay?
And some brands that were recommended to me were Andrew Christian, like To Exist, like all those like stereotypical like gay brands.
Right. The Victoria's Secret of
the homosexual community.
It's the PC way of saying it.
I was just, I'm appalled by those sites sometimes because I log on and it's just like these gorgeous porn stars. It's not like real men that I can relate to. It's people that I wish I were, and then I get sad because I'm not like.
Yeah. And it's not even a lot of underwear. It's like dental floss with a leaf.
It's exactly that. It's dental floss.
You can't wear those out in public.
Like, jock straps.
No. Yeah, like, it's jock straps.
And then when people try, like, they buy them, they put them on, they just don't, I just don't think it'll look right. So I don't buy them.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, like, was scrolling through the news worlds, and I came across this new brand called Surge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Surge is a UK-based brand. And they came up with this new model to showcase men of all body shapes and styles.
I love that.
And what their focus for their advertising is to specifically use men of all shapes and sizes. So the new brand is called Surge, and it's taking the pressure off men to have the perfectly ripped muscle body. And it's advertising a range of men from skinny Twinkie to large and voluptuous. And mm-hmm. they've actually featured a trans man on there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, yes. Basically, I just kind of wanted to bring this to the table because, like, I think that this our community, especially with gay men out there, it's really becoming a problem with, like, muscle dysphoria.
I agree.
Or dysmorphia. Saria. And,
Saria?
Saria, girl. Saria. Yeah. And it's, like, causing a lot of anxiety, especially with me, too. You know what I mean? When I look into the gay community and I see all these muscly ripped boys, I'm just constantly fighting internal like demons and saboteurs against these things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that this brand is really trying to change. It's a UK based, so they're obviously progressive. Like it's Europe. I mean, come on, everything right. over there is like faster than we are.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to aim and target these people just to kind of change that, because I know a lot of women brands are doing that too, like Lane Bryant, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They showcase
they
like
yeah
plus size women. A lot of I don't really know that many women brands like in particular, but I think it's about time that this is showcased in the gay community too.
So I'm looking at their website, and I love the tagline "Underwear for every body."
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Every body. Yeah, it's exactly. great. Mm-hmm. It's great.
And I'm with you on that, Jordan, because, you know, I think that's what you and I have had this conversation a lot of times, because obviously you and I are different sizes, you know, like you're tall, I'm short, you're thin, I'm more beefy. And
I call it thick.
Yes.
Thick
or what does my ex call me? Oh, a beefy bottom. I'm a beefy bottom. I've been called beefy bottom multiple times. I'm verse bottom, by the way, so close enough. But, you know, like me being a thicker build, it makes me uncomfortable being around men that are extremely tall or right. extremely thin. And Jordan, you've had that conversation with me. Like, you know what? Like, you wish you were bigger and I wish I was smaller, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And like the cool thing about this campaign is, you know, when we're younger, when we're young people, we're very influenced by everything out there. We hear this all the time with young women in makeup commercials and beauty campaigns and like fashion models, magazines, and how like millions of young girls are out there just hating themselves for not being this type of person. And they're changing that. So this really piqued my interest because young gay boys, you know, young men in the world that are experiencing, you know, porn and GQ and all these other like high-profile magazine companies.
That's all
and,
they see.
Like, news brands. Like, yes, they're all seeing this type of, like, physique that, you know, it's impossible. It's impossible for some of them to achieve that. Well, like, they just can't do it.
And it's getting, you know? I agree. And it's getting more and more impossible, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you guys know, right, well, like you mentioned, we're already advertising and showcasing these bodies and these physiques and these looks and appearances and even skin tones with Photoshop and everything that no one can actually achieve, making everyone feel inferior. And I'm not sure if you guys know this, but Balmain just released three new models.
Mm-hmm.
They're digital.
What?
Interesting. They're not even real people, but they look real, but they can alter their skin tones to be like the one girl's black and they were using this beautiful dress on her to really showcase the dress and her skin tone, but they made her a skin tone that no one will ever achieve. Interesting. You know, but for a while no one knew that these were digital models until mm-hmm. they made that announcement. It's like,
yeah,
we need this. We need reality. We need to show that we are all human and it's okay to be human.
We do, and this is definitely important, and I don't want to stress this enough, but the gay community is so, that we're so hard on each other. We really are. We really strive to be this like one love type of mentality amongst the community. Like all love each other. We have pride. We have all these festivities. And
mm-hmm. It's Hallmark. Like it feels exactly. like Hallmark.
Yeah. But this, underneath all that garbage, we don't really like each other. We are bitchy. We're catty. Mm-hmm. We're judgmental.
Yeah.
And we're all like striving to be better and looking for what's next out there that may be better for you. So this campaign really spoke to me. I really want to see this flourish. They're even featuring a transgender male model.
That's and his cool. legs are
I like that.
Gorgeous.
Legs are gorgeous. His face is gorgeous. Has great hair. And again, a trans model, young trans people who have yet to transition are seeing this model being broadcasted. Featured on this underwear campaign. It's
how beautiful
it's
is that?
It's really poetic. It's wonderful. I mean,
I love that.
I just want this to be just launched, you know, worldwide, and like everyone see it, just because I think that this has a great movement ahead of it. So
I do.
And I think it's also important too to remind people, like, yeah, what's on the outside turns heads, but what's on the inside keeps people in your life. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be mm-hmm. honest, like there are times mm-hmm. where I thought to myself, like, I'll never be with anybody of value because I'm a bigger guy. I'm not like these porn stars that you see. And I mean, I've dated models. I've dated people that had like 30 fucking ab packs, like ripped, tall Prince Charmings. And I thought to myself, like, there's no way in hell this guy would want to be with me. Mm-hmm. And they fell in love with me and I fell in love with them. So it's possible out there, you know, like never say never. And I've heard men who have those type of physiques say that they're lonely too because they have mm-hmm. men at bars that don't approach them because they come off as unapproachable because they are so good looking. Yeah. So you just
can't
look at a book, you know?
I don't approach people at bars because they're too good looking in my
it's
eyes.
It's intimidating.
Yeah, it's scary.
I just approach everybody.
See, that's what I admire the most about you.
And that's why so many people love you, Anthony, because you have, you're just, your personality is fucking addicting. It's like its own STI.
You know, you itch a little, you cause a red bump, but I love you.
But I'm
I've got a rash for days, and I love it.
My butthole tingles because of you, girl, and I will never let that go.
You're that itch that keeps on scratching.
Exactly.
I'm glad I can be the V to your D.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I just live for you, girl.
I live for you. I love you. Thank you, guys. I love both of you. And I love this positive message that's coming out of this. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, really, it's so positive. It's so beautiful. And it is incorporating everyone. And mm-hmm. as we mentioned, everybody.
Right. Right.
Now, speaking of all shapes and sizes, big and small, thin and thick, I think that it's time that we cut to one of our amazing commercials. This is Anthony from Ask the Boys, and I'm here to talk about toys. The Levent Dommy. The Dommy is a super powerful mini wand. I love it because it casts my favorite spell. Oh, the Oracle Orgasm. Oh. It's a fantastic wand that you can carry. It's compact and you can put anywhere. It has a reinforced neck, so you can wiggle that head any way that you want. Fully adjustable vibration settings. And guess what? Like all of the Levent's toys, you can play remotely and play at a long distance. The Dommy is powerful, has a stable connection, is easy to use, and has an easy to use app. It has amazing adjustable vibration levels. Guess what? It's cordless and rechargeable, is small, and fits in many, many purses. Super water resistance, and it gets you up to an hour and a half of continual pleasure.
Now, Dami is just one of our amazing, great toys in the great selection from Levents. So, if you act fast, you can go to levents.com/asktheboys and claim your favorite toy at a very special discount. The discount is brought to you by us, the Ask the Boys podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Welcome back, guys.
Oh my god, I just realized I have this huge pimple on my face.
Oh no, where?
Sure, Jan.
Sure, Jan.
Whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pimples suck. I can't believe I'm 58 years old and I can't still get pimples.
Grab some toothpaste and put it on before you go to sleep.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, make
it dries it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it really? Mm-hmm. Does it dry out?
I got Burt's Bees grapefruit face wipes at Target, and let me tell you, they are fucking amazing.
48-year-old housewife in suburbia.
So let me one up you because I also got a bee venom mask.
A bee venom mask.
And I was like, you know what? I'm white enough to buy this. Let me buy it and see what happens. That's that white people on Pinterest type shit.
Oh my god. Okay, guys. Speaking of white enough, what I'm bringing to the table. So I'm here to talk about Colin Kaepernick's new Nike ad.
Yes.
Which he's adorable. Oh, he's so cute.
That hair is ever zaddy indeed.
I'm sure it just hangs there.
Flop it. Oh, honey,
That's an accurate recording that we have obtained.
Yeah, we actually got it from his wife.
Exactly.
Yeah, she sent us a recording of him whipping his dick out. Here it is one more time.
I was going to say, that sounds like just a thick shaft.
Anyway,
we're all getting moist in the britches.
No, but I'm very, very... Okay, I'm not big on sports. I'm not someone who goes to watch sports. I do sometimes get caught up in the heat of the moment because... It's not that I don't like sports. I love sports. I love to play. I love playing basketball. I love playing football.
It's a community thing.
I love playing soccer.
It's like a friend thing. It's great. Really great vibe. Yeah.
I don't like professional sports because I don't want to go to a bar and spend all of my money cheering on someone I don't know when I can go to the park and cheer on my friends.
Just play it yourself.
And play myself. Exactly. And then grab drinks afterwards. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't think that celebrities, including athletes, should get paid as much. I think that should be saved for doctors and teachers. And they should have the doctors and teachers pay. But that's neither here nor there. I will say that I still follow sports lightly, but strong enough to be very proud of Colin right now and everything that he's standing for and what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys are aware, but Colin was one of the first NHL athlete to take a knee during the national anthem. And he was taking a knee because he wanted to raise awareness on police brutality on colored people. And I 100% agree with him. And of course, Trump was very anti all of this. Eventually,
he's anti fucking everything.
Yeah. Eventually, Colin got kicked out of the league. He lost his job because of it. And right now, there's this controversy because Nike has made Colin Kaepernick the face of the Just Do It campaign for Nike's 30th anniversary. But to stick it even further, they closed down their location next to Trump Tower and are opening up instead at Fifth Avenue.
Oh my God. Yes, that's so
cool.
And
I love it.
Oh my God.
What I don't like, and this is where we're going to get into, because here's the quote, and I'm going to give you this quote because my God, is it true? And he really did do what this quote says to get to where he is and to send a beautiful, positive message to all of us as people. The campaign shows his face, the Nike symbol, the Just Do It logo, and his quote. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
I love that.
I love it. Because
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it really is. And here's what pisses me off. Here goes the NFL that puts out this gentle message about how they're going to support all, what Nike's doing. Mm-hmm. But the actual staffing in the NFL is pissed that Nike has the quote unquote audacity to throw back the national anthem controversy right before the season starts. Right. And now has Trump angry because Trump is actually tweeting, of course, against Kaepernick right now. Where it's like,
How fucking dare you be upset? You made him lose his job for something that he believed in, for something that is right, that is true, and is accurate. And now you're going to give him even more flack for going even further. And you know what? I'm very happy and proud of even Nike for sticking it to the NHL and the president. Because guess what? The NHL can't get out of the contract that they have with Nike. And that contract lasts till 2028. And guess who's going to be the new fucking face of Nike? Deal with it.
Oh.
What drives me up a fucking wall is, why is it, and someone said this was incredible, I read this today on Facebook and had to reshare it. It was a gentleman that said, white people, you are so angry at Nike that you're burning your clothes, but you stay silent as the Catholic Church is touching your children.
Oh my God. Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned that.
And while I'm on a roll, why don't you take those Nike clothes that you're burning and donate them to the homeless veterans that you always fucking mention every time we talk about football players that are kneeling? You know what? Yes. I'm going in. Hold my fucking beer. How dare you sit there and say kneeling for the flag is disrespecting our country? Men and women of color are dying in our streets every fucking day.
If
that does not matter to you, and a piece of cloth matters more than innocent people dying, fuck your flag.
Fuck your made-in-China flag
that you bought at Walmart on sale for
$2.59. Go in, bitch! Read these bitches! The library opened, then Justin went in.
He read every book. Fuck that synthetic cloth that tells you to keep away from an open flame. Fuck it.
Fuck that. I 100% agree with you. And the fact, to add to that, the fact that fucking Trump said, I think it's a terrible message and a message that shouldn't be sent. There's no reason for it. Are you fucking kidding me?
Your existence as a president is a terrible message.
Oh my God. It's a terrible mistake. Yes. You shouldn't exist.
No.
If this was the internet, it's error 404 cannot compute. Like, literally, I cannot even fucking fathom. We're living in the upside down. There is no other explanation.
Yeah. No, I fully believe that the Mayan, whatever, 2012, the world ended. Either it ended and we're in hell, or we shifted to the fucking, the underside. We are in another dimension or some fucking bullshit.
Oh, because they were making the calendar backwards. And they were looking at it. They're like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm out.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit. I'm out. And they just walked away from it. They're like, I'm done. I know it's going to be a shit show of a year. Yeah.
Oh, I love you. You went in. No, but you're absolutely right. And I just want to kind of go back to your point. How dare you stand here and protest the lives of other people when you have these religious houses and authorities touching your children? Not only touching your children, but we also literally just had a conversation of one of your great heterosexual church pastors groping a woman, a celebrity. Why are we fighting the wrong things? You should never be breaking apart a message of unity, a message of community, a message of acceptance and love. It's absolutely absurd. And you know what? Those people that are burning their Nike clothes, good. You don't deserve to wear the brand.
They already got their fucking money. Like, they already have the money. They don't give a fuck. Yeah. You already paid them.
Yeah, you lost. Surprise, you've lost. And you just burned your money away.
But see, kudos. Like, this is the reason why I'm that white guy who's so verbal about black treatment, black rights, black equality. Because I feel like white people as a whole don't listen to black people for some reason. So being the white man that I am, I'm going to use that as a fucking voice. If you're not going to listen to them, you're sure as fuck going to listen to me. And the way I see it, like,
yeah, no, you're right.
Okay, so you clearly there's a problem. They're being killed and they want it to change. Yes, let's change it. What are they going to do? Well, if they march in the street, you're going to call that a riot and you're going to say that they don't have a job and you're going to fucking call the cops and have them arrested. If they sit in a office and silently protest, you're going to say they're loitering. If they kneel for the flag, you're going to sit there and say, oh, they're disrespecting our flag. If they sit there and raise their voice and criticize a racist and fascist ass president, you're going to sit there and say, oh, they're being disrespectful. It's like white society just wants black people to shut the fuck up. And that's not going to happen. And I refuse to sit by and even let that happen.
Right.
It's insane to me.
Anthony was taking this directly.
It's disgusting. I have to do a little loop of this because I'm furious and I love the way this mic is set up. No, but you're right. It's disgusting. And I'm very, that's why I absolutely live for you as a person, because you are so vocal, because you do show that everyone needs to be respected. And I love what you said. You're not going to listen to them, but you're going to fucking listen to me. And you use your voice.
It's just incredible that people can't see that bullshit. Like literally, disgusting. Like, what is he doing? He's kneeling. No one remembered when, what the fucking Tim Tebow or whoever the white Christian player was, when he knelt down on the field to, you know, raise awareness over abortion and shit. He was kneeling on the field. Oh, he called it prayer. I'm sorry. Oh. Like, people at home fucking sit their fat horses' asses on their couch eating their fucking Doritos and drinking their Mountain Dew as this fucking national anthem is playing. They're not standing up in their living rooms. Maybe America would be skinnier as a whole if they did stand up in their fucking living rooms every once in a while. I'm done.
Nine students out of ten don't even fucking put their hand to their chest for the fucking Pledge of Allegiance.
Bitch, half this fat ass country, if they knelt down, couldn't get back up, they'd have to push their life alerts. So I don't want to hear it.
Oh, I saw a shirt the other day and it said, "I speak French, .. fries," and I thought, America.
You know, you guys sit here and you laugh and you kind of gawk and make humorous jokes about this country, but I'm like, I'm legit. I just sit here and I think, what the fuck is happening?
No, I am disappointed.
I'm a little worried. I'm not kidding. For the next 20 years.
I'm going to be honest. There are more good people out there than there are bad people.
I really, really hope that's true.
I agree.
It's 100% true.
I have a really great friend. We had a really great conversation the other night. And he made a really good point. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of really good people. But the problem is that the majority of us think that there are more bad people than there are good people. And that's how we view the world. And so we walk out with that defense up. No one has that optimism. We walk out, us three talking here, yeah, there are definitely more good people in the world, but the average person doesn't think that way. Yeah.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons that we get
I hope there are.
I hope there are. I know there are. I want to keep that positivity. I want to put that positive energy out there.
Yeah. Can I get an amen?
Amen and hallelujah. Mm.
Well, on that note, I think I got enough Jesus and enough energy right now to... I don't even know what the fuck to do with it, but I'm going to do something.
But something's going to fucking happen. It's happening right now as we speak.
Well, do you think that wraps it up?
I think that wraps it up tonight, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
What are we, 46? Strong message
for 46. 4-6.
4-6.
Strong message for a strong-ass number.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
So. Yep.
I think this was very filled with really good positive messages.
Good messages all around. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's what we need right now in this world is positive messages, love, spreading that, just like gonorrhea.
Positive spreading loves and spreading legs.
Spreading love and not hate. That's what it's all about. Amen. We are here to spread love and not hate. Keep that positive energy going. Keep your lives flowing.
Jizz, don't judge.
Oh. Available now on Cafe Press.
I think we found the name of the episode or the next Logan on our t-shirt.
Oh. Don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting service so you can download every new episode as you release it. Trust us, you'll want to stash in your pants pocket everywhere you go. Ask the Boys is now on Spotify, so make sure to surprise and subscribe to us on there. Also, head over to iTunes, give us a rate, give us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback on the show, and if there's anything you'd like us to add, that's the opportunity to let us know. Mm-hmm. What's our Instagram, boys?
Our Instagram is at Ask the Boys Podcast.
Mm-hmm. And our Facebook?
Our Facebook is facebook.com/AskTheBoys.
Anthony, while I have you on the line, what's our Twitter as well?
Oh, a tweet, tweet, tweet. Our Twitter is at AskTheBoys.
And don't forget to check out all of our delicious looking and feeling vibrators, butt plugs, and a variety of sex toys on our store set up just for you at levents.com/AskTheBoys. Until next week, I'm still Justin.
I may be Jordan.
I've transitioned from Anthony to Cookie, but I'm Anthony for tonight. Cookie, oh. Cookie is spelled with one O.
Want to be on the show? Call us at 424-327-5282. That's 4243. Ask ATB.
It's Labor Day, part two. The second, afterbirth.
The afterbirth. Oh my god, we should make a fucking holiday after Labor Day called Afterbirth. That shit would be fucking great. Oh my god, I love it.